The grade nines
were very insightful. They provided really good insight into what it means to be a grade eight. And I feel like they kind of jogged some of my own memories of grade eight. For example, the one time when they were talking about revisions, the one time I completely deleted my own blog post because I had to revise it upwards of 5 times, and I didn't like the feedback I was getting, so I deleted it, and then in replacing it with complaining about feedback. So really, in jogging these memories, I kind of remember what it's like to be a grade 8, although our experience was different because of COVID, we didn't do lockers, all that stuff. So from a non-COVID grade 8 perspective, it'll be different, so that's why I think the grade 9s were really good at showing and telling what it was to be a grade 8. The worries, such as, oh, the schedule doesn't make sense, or the lockers don't make sense. And for PLP specifically, it seemed like the two biggest problems were figuring out how the grading system works and figuring out how the iPads work. So it'll be our job to, either when we're talking with them or in the final product that we're giving to them, it'll be kind of crucial to address those worries. So maybe figuring out what those worries are by talking to them and then figuring out how we can address those. Another thing that it seems they learned from grade 8 to 9 was how different the PLP experience is compared to the normal elementary school, because they seem surprised at how much of a community PLP was and how much you're actually going to work with everybody in PLP. Like, you're not just going to sit with your friends, you're not just going to work with your friends, you're going to work with everybody. And I believe it was Megan or Esther who mentioned they had their elementary school try something like that and it didn't work because it was super duper forced. PLP, while they do force that, they make it more natural, and they are going to push you outside of your boundaries. They are going to push the comfort zone, but if you can be uncomfortable, maybe until you get to know your peers and the people you're working with, then you're going to go further in life, because like Esther, I believe it was, said, PLP and preparing and working with people you don't necessarily are comfortable with will help you in real life. The grade nines are definitely more confident, I would say, on video than I was in grade nine. You can especially tell the four PLP kids are definitely more confident speaking their thoughts and speaking of what they learned than the two non-PLP kids. Overall, though, all six of them seem very confident on video, and they made a lot of great points. Esther and Megan definitely offered the most advice and definitely talked the most about their experiences, which is pretty good. They had a lot of insightful things to say. And overall, they definitely offer better advice on how to talk to the grade eights, how to ease their worries, how to do all that stuff, than I think we as grade 11s could, which I guess was kind of the point of getting the grade 9s to do it. So I think how we should be looking at the grade 8s is we need to remember that they haven't been exposed, or most of them haven't been exposed to a lot of how PLP works, and they're going to be more confused than anything if they don't get something right away, like they don't understand the questions we're asking. We either need to maybe condense and simplify the questions we're asking more, or just repeat and maybe give them a metaphor or an example on something that maybe they can relate to better. And definitely, I think we should try to avoid saying things like, oh, it'll get better, or oh, you'll be fine after a couple weeks, if they say don't know how to open their locker or are confused about how the schedule works. Those things we can definitely try and teach them or write that in our advice, but I don't think we should just tell them, oh, it'll get better, because they might not think it will. I remember in grade 8, we didn't have a locker, but then in grade 9 when we did, I didn't know how to open it. I barely used it because I didn't know how to open it. So overall, I think the video was really a good reminder on what it means to be a grade 8. Like, you don't know anything. You maybe don't know everyone. You don't know your teachers. And so the video was really a good reminder. And now we're kind of in the mindset of how to talk like a grade 8 or how to talk to grade 8s and really what it means to be a grade 8.